Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Jonita Weaver. She's the executive director of Meals on Wheels of Columbia. She spoke about how the organization has been continuing to offer hot meals to people in need and how they've had to tackle another health crisis during the ongoing pandemic, loneliness in the senior community. Here's Jonita.
We knew that our people needed to have contact, that loneliness is just as fatal as a pandemic. So we have to know that they're being taken care of. So we initiated what we're calling a program that's just Operation Loneliness. And we make sure that we are in the course of a 2-week time frame. We make sure that we have had an interaction with every one of our clients. If we have not seen them, then we make a phone call and we just talk to them and say, how are you doing? Is everything okay? We're just checking on you. We always know if we have some of our people that don't have emergency contacts checking on them. That's part of the enroll them. We find that information out. So we know who our people are that are most vulnerable to loneliness. And those are the ones that we, are definitely checking. In addition to that, we have implemented some really just small gestures that really try to help them understand that they are not being forgotten, that we are here for them. Those can include stickers on their meals. They can include little gifts. We have a lady in our community, Bridget, who has made a little small gift, whether it's a tea bag or a bookmark or a napkin holder, just something every single month. So we have a gift that goes out to them once a month. We also have cards that are being sent, and we have just a lot of different little things like that that are part of this program to really watch that. In March, when we realized that we were going to have to, shut down as far as a community is concerned, I immediately lost 40% of my driving force because they needed to shelter in place. That could shut us down, when you think about that. So we had alternate plans as to how we could combine routes and how we could keep going to make that happen. But we also sent out a request from the community and said, we need help right now. And, those 40 drivers that needed to stay home were replaced immediately within 2 weeks with 39 brand new people. The community just jumped to the opportunity. The people that maybe were working from home now had that opportunity. People that had been wanting to do, help with Meals on Wheels took it as, this is my time. This is when I need to do that. So maybe it makes us a lot more sensitive to the needs of some of our seniors here in Columbia. And I think that's always a good thing when we can help them. We'll make sure that they're getting what they need through the holidays and then in January, because we know those 2 months are going to be tough for loneliness.
That was Jonita Weaver with Meals on Wheels of Columbia, speaking about how her team adjusted to the new challenges of the ongoing pandemic while still being able to offer regular services and essential person-to-person interactions to Columbia seniors. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Chris Mitchell. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.